in Wintergreen, Virginia, the residents decided to take action by making their community a place where both bears and people could coexist by implementing these bear-proof trash cans. And the number of incidents reduced dramatically after that. Same thing has happened in New Jersey, which has adopted legislation which has required residents who live in these bear zones to adopt the bear-proof trash cans. And that's a simple fix.
What about the response of the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission? Because they've put down some bears they say are aggressive and not afraid of humans. Do you think they're taking the right tack here?
Well, I don't think that killing the bears is the right solution, largely because the bears are invading human territory largely because of human irresponsibility. People who are leaving the trash cans unsecured, people who are feeding the bears inadvertently, perhaps. These are animals out there looking for food, and if we're providing it for them, you know, that's what they're going to do. So I don't think that the bears should be killed because of things we're doing. And I guess the Fish and Wildlife Commission has to react. If you have a bear that has become desensitized to human beings, we have to do something. But I don't know whether killing or trying to transfer these bears to another location is the better solution.
Well, let's move on, Daryl, and talk a little bit about death penalty cases. Now, you think there's a little bit of inertia in requiring unanimous verdicts in death penalty cases in Florida. So is there any legislation in the works at the moment to change that majority verdict?
There was legislation that was proposed this year, but it has not moved. And that is very curious, again, given the fact that we are intent on imposing the ultimate penalty here in this state. You would think that we would want to at least address imposing that with a unanimous verdict, and also looking at some of the other issues with our death penalty here, meaning that the death penalty is applied disproportionately to minorities here in this state. Again, we lead the nation in death penalty exonerations.
I want to talk to you a little bit about gun legislation. For example, House Bill 209, that would allow people with clean criminal backgrounds to conceal firearms without a permit during emergencies, for example, riots, civil unrest. What's behind this bill and what are the implications of it?
There are some critics around the country who are also calling this the World War Z bill, in that Florida legislature seem to be looking for the zombie apocalypse, and that's what this bill would address in their opinion. Basically, I guess the bill is saying that should a tragedy occur, some type of calamity such as a hurricane, that you should be able to carry your gun because there's going to be lawlessness, there's going to be disorder, and you should be able to protect yourself. And the problem with that is, of course, even as lawmakers are pushing this bill, people who should know better, such as the Florida Sheriff's Association, are staunchly opposed to this bill. They say that this is going to probably promote additional confrontations with the police. It's going to lead to false arrests, and it's also likely to lead in someone who is not trained to handle a gun pulling the trigger and causing a tragedy.
Another bill that's gaining quite a lot of attention is the so-called warning shot bill. It's actually the threatened use of force bill, and people are linking it to the case of Marissa Alexander, who was hit with a jail sentence for firing a warning shot. What do you think the implications are if this goes all the way through?
There are good intentions behind this to make sure that this type of crazy mandatory sentence isn't imposed. However, this bill has easily foreseeable unintended consequences. The first thing is, if you fire a warning shot, that bullet has to go somewhere. And if you're firing it in an apartment complex, you know, that bullet can go up through someone's home and accidentally kill someone. And I am certainly in favor of trying to preserve life, and that's probably another part of the intent of this bill. But you can't do it in a way that you might endanger someone else to spare someone else's life.
I've been speaking to Orlando Sentinel columnist and editorial writer Daryl Owens. Daryl, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you, Matthew. I appreciate it.